15 minutes could save you 15%.
Character, that is the fiber of your being, is formed by circumstances. Your own desires can do a lot to shape the circumstances you find yourself in. And I think maybe translated that, it means you have the power over the formation of your character. It's not something that somebody else did to you. I always love these people. Mm. Oh, they're victims. No, you are the master of your fate. As they say, the captain of your soul. And here is the captain of the master motivator, the master mind motivator, Uri Geller, joins us now for his regular visit on the Good Day program. How about that for a masterful thinking, Uri?
Thank you very much, Doug. And you also say you are the architect of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, that is an important thing. And I heard you say the word happiness. So I can only say, strive for happiness and win back your life. Happiness is so very important to have in one's life.
Have you ever been unhappy? Would you ever say there's been a part of your life that has been
unhappy? Of course.
Unhappy?
Come on, God. We all have been unhappy at certain points in our lives. And, you can't control that. When you're down and out, when you're sad or not happy with your job, when you think of a future that you cannot achieve, you get then stressed, you are down.
But you can achieve it, according to you, if you put your mind literally, if you set your mind to a goal, then you will achieve it. Right? Isn't that what you say to people?
Of course, of course. But, you know, in life there are ups and downs.
Yes.
And if you don't accept defeat, for instance,
yeah.
You cannot be defeated.
Right. It's not going to always be this zoom to the spaceship. It's going to be up and down and up and down and up and down. That's reality, is it not?
It is. It is, Doug. And, you know, we have to go with the flow of life. And, life is made out of
choices.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, right. It's about choices. Here's a story for you, and I don't know.
Yes.
There's the singer Melanie. Do you know who
yes.
she is? Okay.
Of course.
So she called me out of the blue the other day, and it seems that she has become a friend of a person who's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And her husband died while she was. This is the weirdest thing. She's in Framingham, the town where I live, and doing a performance. Never been here before in her life. Her husband goes into the Whole Foods store and drops dead. And she has makes the arrangements and gets out of here. But then she meets this woman, and the woman says, I know this woman who knows a guy who's on the radio. Maybe he can help you. Well, the woman that she knew lived in Arizona, which is where Melanie said she was going to move anyway because of this the kind of Sedona and Tucson area really encourage the kind of music and life that she wants to live. So she went to visit this woman at her house. She called me up on the phone. And as a result, we sort of become chatty friends. You're going to come on my program. But she had all of these little strange things going on in her life that sort of tied into me, and I don't know even today that I understand why. And that's part of this thing you call synchronicity. Things happen, and you don't know necessarily why.
Of course. And to many of us, these synchronicities do stay mysterious,
yeah.
Strange, weird, amazing, unbelievable, but they do happen. So, you know, one must ask, hey, what is going on here? There must be that power, that energy, the paranormal, the unknown, or the vibrations of the universe that makes things happen. So I live with it all the time. Since a child, I've known and I learned to accept them. I love it when it happens. I always try to turn it into something positive rather than negative. And, these are the little miracles in life that if you don't notice them, they pass you by. But I urge everyone to do notice them and learn from them and use these synchronicities to enhance your life.
All right, let's talk about somebody who is a fellow, you're not an English person, but you live in England, have residence there, have lived there for a long time. We all love England. One of the most noted men in the world is Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, as I made the analogy of going into space, sort of a life that goes up, I think about how successful this man has been, going back to his high school days when he delivered newspapers and he was intrigued by the print media. He also apparently knew a lot about music, so he started writing a music column. And from that came the Virgin Empire, which now includes this Virgin Spaceport over here in America in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And you just wonder if this guy has had a bad day. You wonder about guys like this. Have they ever had a bad day in their life?
Oh, no doubt. You know, Doug, I remember I once took a cruise, which was on the Queen Mary, very exclusive. The tickets were very expensive. Obviously, I was invited to do a lecture on the ship. And I think the ticket was over $200,000 to go out.
Really?
Yeah. And after my lecture, somebody invited me to the bar, you know, to have a drink. I said, I don't drink alcohol, but I'll drink a lemonade. And I was sitting there in this very luxurious bar on the Queen Mary. You know how these ships are built.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone around me was a very wealthy individual, super wealthy, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions. And they were all getting drunk and almost like they wanted to forget life. You know, it was an artificial thing they were doing. And I was in my 20s then, and I looked around and I said, what are you doing? Why? They have all the money in the world. So this goes back to show you, Doug, that you can be a very successful person and you can have all the money in the world, but then you're still not satisfied. You're unhappy about certain things. And I believe that if you don't know about spirituality and the beauty of life, the real beauty, and the real friends and the real family, then you can have all the money in the world and you'll still have a bad day or a bad month or a bad year or many bad years.
And yet,
this has nothing to do with money and success.
No,
you can have a bad day anywhere, anytime.
But people, you know as well as I do, that people spend their entire lives looking for riches in the form of money when riches lie in many different areas. Yeah, it's nice to have some extra money to be able to do things or help people or whatever it is. But the old, what was the Beatles song, Money Can't Buy Me Love? It can't buy you really anything, although, as my father used to say, I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you. But it doesn't. Sometimes we're talking about a couple of the Powerball, the big lottery jackpot winners earlier today. And most people who won all that dough have become miserable, unless they took the money anonymously and nobody knew that they had it. Right? I mean, think about it. And bringing it around to where you are today, as successful and popular as you are, you probably always, I don't know this, I don't think you and I have ever talked about this. So people, yeah, I guess we have. People come to you with ideas that are basically scams that they want to, you know, they're trying to get you to invest in them to separate you from some of your money.
Yep, that, I get these letters every day.
Right.
Emails come pouring in. You know, some of the shows about me, for instance, I was asked to do an interview with Discover, you know, the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, Discovery Channel, sure. Yep.
And they told me that they would like to include me in this series called The Richest Men of Europe. So I emailed them back and I said, hey, you know, how come you're coming to me? I'm far away from being a very wealthy man. But somehow they said, well, we'd like to interview you. And so they did this program and they included me in with the likes of Berlusconi and Roman Abramovich, you know, super billionaires.
Really?
So this documentary went out and you can imagine what it does to my email system when
right.
this plays in the Ukraine, in Slovenia, in the Czech Republic, in Russia. I get hundreds of begging letters from poor people who just saw this documentary, and they're all asking me for help and money, and they would like to come and work for me. And it's interesting how I have to deal with these emails because I have to answer them back.
Yeah. You know, one of the things over the years that I have found exception to, and I think you have too, people who don't understand what you do, Uri Geller is here with us. Go to his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. You'll see all kinds of wonderful ideas to help you as you sort of got the drift of our initial conversation here. It's all about motivating. It's all about moving. It's all about using your mind and envisioning things. And, yeah, all of us have a little bit of psychic ability, and some people develop it a little bit more than others.
Yes.
I got a kick out of Governor Schwarzenegger in California banning the use of welfare cards for psychic readings. Apparently, this has become a really big problem, the debit cards that you get from the state of California for things, you know, food, well, even medical marijuana, that kind of stuff. Psychics now, if they work in the right store, they were able to, up until this announcement was made, they were able to charge against the welfare card the usage of their services, which get down to brass tacks. Seems kind of silly. And those psychics are not the people that you want to go to anyway, right? I mean,
why do you think that they targeted psychics? What do you think, it's an individual skepticism by Arnold Schwarzenegger, or is it a combination of that it's not real science? What do you think?
Well, I think Schwarzenegger is sort of feeling like he wants to leave his mark. Now, why he would think this, I would think, frankly, his wife would be a big believer. I don't know much about him, but knowing what I know about his wife and the family, that sort of they're closet followers of this sort of thing. They're very interested in the occult, things that don't seem to have real the answers aren't there, let's put it that way. And, you know, they always cite, you know, why did the two brothers die the way they did?
Yes.
You know, they want
to... Is this new ruling, is it a big deal in America? Is it reported in all the newspapers?
I think it's been pretty quiet. I happened to see it when I was sort of fiddling around a couple of different websites that I look at that are unusual. And when I saw the story, I thought, why would he be making an issue out of this right now?
Well, look, it could be that many of these psychics are really charlatans and they steal your
yes,
money.
Yes, they are. You know that. There's some terrible people doing this.
Of course. They tell you that they can contact the other side.
I had somebody come to me. I don't know if I ever told you the story or not. When I was in Philadelphia, I went to a psychic. She said for $500, she'd get rid of all the demons in my life.
Yeah.
Well,
and unfortunately, a lot of people are very gullible and naive, and they part with their money for this mumbo-jumbo nonsense. And that's it's sad because there are no regulations against it.
But it's then, back to you.
Looking at my career back, I remember that I was once asked to promote a psychic hotline.
Yes, I remember.
So I actually insisted in flying down to San Diego to visit and see these psychics for myself to be convinced that they are real.
Yeah. And you didn't
do it. Those days of psychic hotlines are kind of dead and gone.
I think they are. There's a gonzo. All right, Uri. Always great to chat with you. We picked up three or four important things in this conversation. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com.
Oh.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energetic, who are happy, who are relaxed, are less likely to catch a cold than those who are depressed.
You have some people that you know always seems like they're sick in some way.
Yep, they're
Roberta,
always down.
Roberta, our weather woman,
yep,
always has something going
yep
on.
Yep.
She's got issues, man.
Yeah. We're not telling her how she's on with it, but she's got issues.
You can tie me to a tree and beat me. I will enjoy it.
Or as they say here in New England, chamming, Taylor Swift, who's having a romance, Jennifer, with Jake Gyllenhaal. In fact, or as they say, to wit, he's over in England, near actually where Uri is, to promote his new movie, Love and Other Drugs. Started dating Taylor, I guess, a couple of months ago, and he missed her so much that he chartered a private jet to fly her to England. Cost them $150,000 so they could spend some quality time together.
Buy me a piece of jewelry.
Well, she writes songs all the time about her experiences, right? And so this maybe is another love song in the making. Very interesting. Other gossip, Timothy Busfield, remember him? Was on the West Wing. He's been a lot of different, television and movies. According to his bank, he owes him $1.5 million in mortgage payments. The bank has been accommodating up till now. If he doesn't start making payments, they will auction off his house in January, leaving him homeless. Where'd Jennifer go?
I don't know. Where is Jennifer?
I don't know. Michael, where's Jennifer? Hey, good join, Michael. Thank you.
I'm here, Doc.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Here's a GQ with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
She's been named the Babe of the Year by GQ. She's on the cover of the magazine for December, 26 years old. She's changing her hair color. They like her. Fascinating person, supposedly. She says, I'm going to try to figure out what to do when I'm not making movies. I don't do that many things. I just like to make movies. Sounds like she's single-dimensional. Jennifer, where'd you go?
Oh, remember I asked Rich at the top of the hour to redial me?
Nice going.
Yeah, I've been sitting here. I've been text messaging, though, saying
really?
Hello.
Yeah, it's good.
Should I go back to sleep?
Good production values that we have.
Isn't that
there.
Nice? I know. But I'm here now. I missed you guys.
Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
Is the babe of the year, according to GQ.
She's rocking her new short
She's
haircut.
She's only 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
At what age did she start? Was she a teenager when she looks older than she actually is. Right? How old is Ryan? What's his face? She's married
like 32,
to
32, I think.
No, he's not that much older.
No.
But at 26, what does she have to look forward to? Can she spend her life really? Can she spend the next 40 years making movies and get away with it?
That's a terrible question. At 26, what else does she have to look
You're
forward
right.
to?
Well, not quite that way, but you know what I mean.
It's all downhill.
Yeah. I just think sometimes people... She seems to, though, have herself... It looks like she's got her act together. As much as whatever looks at good looks are good for anything. All right, here's the drama of the day. It was a woman who had an 11-year-old daughter who was having an asthma attack at a playground in Long Island, on Long Island. Not far from you, Roberta.
What town? Did they mention the town?
It was Carroll Gardens Playground.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, she's having an asthma attack. She takes her daughter, runs to the car, gets into the car... And speeds off to the hospital. And she's running, you know, back and forth, up and down the streets. She goes down a one-way street, and a police officer stops her.
Uh-oh.
And says, you can't go down the street. She said, my daughter is having an attack. He says, doesn't make any difference. Turn around and go down the other. So she, in backing up, sideswiped a car. Police stopped her again. Her daughter dies.
Oh.
In the back seat of the car.
Dude, that's Brooklyn. No. Carroll Gardens is in Brooklyn.
Unbelievable. 28
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sometimes circumstances mean a child has to fly without an adult. Some airlines have strict policies about unaccompanied minors. For example, try not to send children on the last flight of the day and avoid putting them on connecting flights. Make sure your child knows he or she is supposed to be accompanied by an airline staff member at every step of the way. Put a copy of your kid's itinerary in their bag. But for safety's sake, don't put their name or personal information where others can see it. If the child is on a connecting flight, make sure there's an emergency contact in that city. That could be a relative, a friend, or even the phone number of a nearby hotel. But the bottom line is really to understand your own kid's maturity level. Even though some airlines let kids as young as 5 travel alone, that doesn't mean all 5-year-olds should travel alone. And these days, with airlines charging as much as $150 for kids to fly on each connecting flight, you may want to think twice before booking that ticket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio. For over a decade, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
85. Now 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Tuesday. Lots of news from various parts of America and around the world. We focus on things that most other programs don't talk about, stories, things that are reality. Clay Kohut is here. He's the manager of our Facebook and Twitter, and just social media in general. And we started something that actually, because we were doing it only once a week, but a lot of people said, hey, Clay's got some good information. Let's get a daily report on one of the social media headlines that nobody on regular radio is talking about.
There was actually a big social media campaign to get me to do this segment.
Really?
Big, at least that's what I think.
Social, really? Was it instituted or orchestrated by you?
Let's move on.
Maybe a little bit, anyway, yeah. All right. So what do you have today from the social media that the regular media are paying no or little attention to?
Apparently there's some hadrosaur eggs in some museum, and it's not clear where this museum is.
What?
What's a hadrosaur?
Yeah, hadrosaurus eggs.
Dinosaur, right?
Yeah. It's some type of dinosaur. But basically, there's just these 65-million-year-old eggs that are in a museum somewhere, and it doesn't say where. But they were found in China, and they've lasted all throughout history. But now they were shipped. The museum apparently shipped them via FedEx, and FedEx broke the eggs. And so now a FedEx box appears next to the eggs in the museum that says, this nest of 6 hadrosaur eggs was protected from damage by Mother Nature for over 65 years. It was entrusted by FedEx for less than 10 days, and they destroyed it. They denied responsibility. This is an educational museum. Do you understand the lesson here?
So FedEx broke. They didn't. Who wrapped these eggs up?
Who is responsible for putting him in the baggage?
That's what people in the comments were saying. One person said that he works for FedEx and that he has zero sympathy for it because if anything breaks ever, it's the fact that it wasn't packed properly. Mm-hmm. He says that he could ship the largest and most fragile glasswork you've ever seen with no trouble at all. He says that if you got any trouble to take your item into FedEx, and they'll pack it for you, but you're responsible for bad packaging.
No, so if they bring these eggs back to FedEx, will they put them back together again?
I guess so. It's a
Who would ship something like this through FedEx anyway?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what this user Drought says.
Where were they sending it? From where and to where were they sending it?
They were just sending it from a museum in China, I believe, to a museum here stateside.
There's your problem right there. It's probably, I'm betting that it's a forgery. Or this Chinese stole the real egg, and they put another kind of egg in there, and they didn't want to have egg on their face. So
I would bet it's a Trojan horse attempt. I bet there's some Asians in these eggs.
You think?
That's what I think.
Ready to break out and steal everything in the museum?
Yeah. Wait, Asians are born not in eggs, right?
Move along, Clay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
That's my story.
All right. So what has come? It was fine until the last line.
Yeah.
You have to know when to edit. Richie and I have been talking about this for years.
Self-editing.
You have to know when to stop.
So
once in a while, you'll hear me say on the air, oh, I just edited what I was about to say. For example, when this story came out last week, I didn't really quite know what to do with it. The story of hyper-texting teens and what their activities are. But I'm told that the result of this study being published online and other places has led to tremendous focus on it. This is the, and I think, Roberta, we were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter, you told me, was 3,600 messages in a month or something like that? Texting messages?
Which I find out is not unusual for a kid her age.
Apparently, the surveys suggest that anybody who texts more than 4,200 times a month is likely to have drugs or be involved in drugs or other extraneous activities. They studied 20 public high schools in the Cleveland area last year and found that there were many students who were texting thousands and thousands and thousands of messages every month. What do the messages say? Mostly nothing. But somehow or other, one wonders if there's a coordination or is this just one of those things? I don't see what the connection is. What does hypertexting have to do with taking drugs? I don't get
it. Well, that's their work phone. I mean, think about it. Most of those transactions are done, through texting. So obviously, if they're trying to make deals.
So you're suggesting these high school kids are dealing in drugs?
Well, I don't think that's even the issue. I think the issue is that these people are the more social teenagers to begin with. And the more social people, I think, would be more likely to take drugs and have sex.
Why?
Because they're actually talking to people.
What do you mean, why? Because you're not sitting at home alone, you're out socializing with people, maybe good,
peer pressure.
Maybe bad.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. I didn't draw that conclusion. What is Rick Roll?
Because I lived it.
but you didn't have a text phone.
I'm still living it, Doug.
You didn't have a text phone, Rich.
No, I didn't, but I can speak to the social aspect of it.
Yeah. Were you social or at home?
You talking to me?
No, Rich.
I got a little bit of both.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean, were you social or at home?
Well, he said that the social kids are out doing drugs. And peer pressure or whatever, and he said that he was out there. He said it was his life. I wanted to know if he was the one
at home or out there.
No.
I didn't get in trouble because I wasn't out running around getting crazy every single Friday night with 100 friends. I had my group of, friends that I hung out with, and we were pretty tame.
Yeah. So by a little bit of both, you mean you stayed at home and did drugs.
That's right.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
All right, what does the term Rickrolled mean on the Internet?
Oh, that's the song Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
I love that song.
People play that and trick you into watching it as a joke.
Really?
Yeah. So, Rich, do you have that song?
Yeah.
We could Rickroll millions of people right now, Rich.
It's actually on my iPod. Why would I care? Am I the only one that really likes it?
Yeah.
So apparently this started on Reddit. Is that right, Clay? Do you know this started on Reddit?
Reddit's huge.
And
I'm a big fan.
But so what are they... I don't understand. Rick Astley is...
It's like a joke because the video and the song is so goofy.
Really?
Yes!
I love this song.
He's wearing
I do too, Doug.
This is a great song.
He's wearing an overcoat. He's dancing around in the overcoat in his big...
Clay or Rick Astley?
Both.
Yeah. Rick Astley looks like Howdy Doody, in fact.
So anybody listening to this show right now, you've just been Rickrolled.
I love this song. Yeah.
Roberta, you want to dance?
Sure, I'll dance with you, Daddy.
Here I am. Look at this shit. Go to the website. How's it look at you?
You look like R2-D2 dancing.
All right, Doug, you just shake your
fruit. Okay. C-3PO has more rhythm than you do.
Well, I could stand up and you could watch my hips move.
Right? That I got to see. Yeah, let's see.
Right. Come on. All right, here we go. How's that?
Huh? Put your thumbs up, Dougie.
My thumbs. Can you see me standing up, all of me?
Oh, yeah, put your thumbs up.
Good day show, streaming live. You'll be watching me dance.
You are beautiful. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You are the whitest man I've ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that.
I like your thumbs out,
Let you down. Actually, I like doing the program standing up. Does the camera get all of me, though, when I'm standing up?
Yeah.
The important part. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
It gets all
right, so, Clay, how are we doing on getting more people to be our friend on Facebook? Now that I'm working the crowds over, is it making it any easier to find more people who want to talk to us and go on the air with us on Friday?
Yeah, it's actually making it a little more difficult because I have so many interested people.
Really? All right. Well, get a good one for this Friday. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, are we being served well by the current TSA screening practices? A, yes, the FDA says the body scanning machines are A-OK. B, no, I don't trust the TSA, FDA, or any other branch of government. C, yes, we're getting the full treatment. Who doesn't like a good pat-down? And D, I want the same scan that Barack Obama gets every time he boards Air Force One. At the poll yesterday, do you support the movement to add graphic anti-smoking pictures to cigarette packs? Let's see. 37% of you said, yes, cigarettes are extremely harmful, and every effort ought to be made to promote the hazards of smoking. Did I see any shoulds in today's? No shoulds today, Richie.
Clay, you should put a couple of shoulds in there.
34% of you said no cigarettes are legal and smokers ought not to be demonized. 17% said Barack Obama still smokes. And 12% of you said, I don't support adding more warnings to cigarette packs, but would support a billboard campaign with these pictures.
You missed the one that says picture on it.
I don't think we did. We didn't do a Dick Cheney yesterday. No.
We should have done that.
Yeah, we probably
should have. Yep, you didn't do a Dick Cheney.
No. All right. So our this is the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A couple of Maine co-workers working in a furniture store. Again, remember, this is the same. They've been working in the same furniture store for years. Somehow recently found out that they were brothers. Here is the story. Richie, play the story, will you please?
Hold on, I have to turn off my...
Have you not been listening to me? I was like 60 seconds, they gave you the intro.
Yeah, no.
Why do you have to turn off?
Well,
I have to turn
my Ustream off because it's on the same computer, so
here we go. For Gary Nisbet, there was something familiar about his new coworker, Randy Joubert.
And watch your attitude,
son. 2 months ago, Joubert started delivering furniture for a Waldoboro, Maine store that Nisbet had worked at for 7 years.
And people are saying we look like brothers, and we go on deliveries together for the last month and a half, and we keep getting it.
Nisbet was adopted as a baby. He'd found the name of his birth parents and also discovered that he had a younger brother. All he knew was a first name and a birth date. And one day while Nisbet and Joubert were making a delivery...
Something clicked with me. I said, I'm going to go out this door and ask him a strange question. So I got him up by the truck and said, Gary, it's going to sound bizarre, but were you adopted? And he kind of stares at me and, yep. I said, what's your birth date? June 10th, 1974. And I knew that I'm searching for this guy. I'm like, I know that birth date. And I said, do you have your original birth certificate? Do you know your parents' names? He said, yep. And I said, is it Wilfred and Joan Pomeroy? Just stares at me. How do you know my parents' names?
Yeah.
And I said, those are my birth parents' names.
Wow.
So I've been riding around with this guy for a month and a half, and he's my full-blooded brother.
So what was that
oh,
like?
Oh, my goodness.
Phenomenal.
It turns out that both men were adopted by families in the same county. They went to rival high schools and even lived in the same town the last few years.
Wow.
They kept their discovery a secret for 2 weeks before finally telling their employers.
And he said, I would have never found him if you didn't hire me to work here. And I started crying.
Then the word got out.
And he said, Gary's my brother. And I just started crying, you know.
I cried. I was so happy for them because they're two wonderful guys.
Two guys who now have a lifetime of catching up to do. Matt Friedman, The Associated Press.
How about that for a story?
Man, that's something.
Pretty cool, great. Huh? Speaking of stories, Dr. Ken Kronos up next with his medical stories that are important for you. And so if you are, if you really have like 3-4 minutes, you ought to set it aside now so you can catch up on the medical news from Dr. Ken right after these words.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled hand.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale Wednesday with a preview day Tuesday. Get the lowest prices of the season store-wide, like bras from Bali, Maid and Form, and more, buy two, get two. Fine jewelry, 35 to 50%, plus an extra 20% off. 50 to 60% off men's outerwear. A Bella Cucina triple buffet server, just $19.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. And Tools of the Trade basic cookware sets, your choice, $38.99. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. To store for details.
Hey, Ken, is there a way that we can analyze people for jerkism?
Yeah,
is there a medical test for jerkism?
I'll order the blood test. Who do you need it on?
McFadden.
Right. Yeah. I'll take it if you take it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to take it.
His levels are pretty low.
Yeah, right.
No, I'll think.
All right. We have problems with those of you who are eating ready-to-eat turkey. The news coming right up here. You're a turkey if you're eating that ready-to-eat turkey. I know that, and you'll find out why in a moment. Before we get to that, though, a reason for you to enhance your immune system. Eat that stuff, you're going to have an upset stomach. One of the things about enhancing your immune system is it's good for everything, Ken.
Yes. You need these healthy bacteria to protect yourselves from these viruses that are out there. I'm seeing a lot of people right now who are getting colds, they're getting the flu. The way to protect yourself, besides eating a healthy diet, we'll talk about that, exercise and getting your vitamin D, getting your multivitamin, you want to get those healthy bacteria, the probiotics. My favorite way is Sustenex. You can't get it from food because it doesn't survive the acidic environment of your stomach.
Live microorganisms that, when administered in the right amount, have a health benefit for you, the host, that is unsurpassed. And the best way to get that in your system today is to first go online to DougStephan.com and see the Sustenex box over there on the right-hand side. Click on that. Get a $5 off coupon, good for wherever Sustenex is sold, which is all the big box stores and drug stores, that sort of thing, wherever you buy drugs. Get the coupon. Go in and buy the product. Take it. You're getting your daily probiotic. It will make your system and your body and your life much, much better. All right, so what's the scoop with these ready-to-eat turkey products, Ken?
Yes, it's New Braunfels Smokehouse, based in New Braunfels, Texas. They sell several products, Doug, ready-to-eat meat and jerky products. They recall the turkey items. They were produced in August and sold nationwide. And they have listeria in them. Listeria is a bacteria which can be very dangerous.
Yeah, the FDA would say, oh, we got to have new protection. Senate 510, we got to pass it. Senate 510 needs not to be passed. It's up again for a vote, Ken, in case you didn't know it. This is another great big company, never been inspected by the FDA. They have all the power they need to do it. They just aren't doing their job. Here is a story about cell phone rash. What the heck is that?
Yes. You know, we're using a lot of cell phones these days for prolonged times, and people are breaking out in these rashes on their necks, their cheeks, and it turns out it's the nickel. And guess where the nickel's coming from?
The nickel is inside the speaker itself?
Yes. So most of these are made in what country?
China.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
Trying
to kill all of us in America. All right, so you don't have any choice. Can you buy these phones that aren't made in China?
Well, look on the label and be careful. If you are allergic to nickel, make sure you look into this and be careful with
nickel
your cell phones.
Nickel is, by the way, a relative of lead, if you didn't know that. So it's there. It is the plastic bag's made out of lead. Look out, 2 and 2 is still 4. Stay away from Chinese stuff. 51 after and good day.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regular priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flew Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Like me, has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Cool song.
Tell it to me slowly. Tell you why.
See if you can do it.
It's the time of the season.
All right. Thanks for your service, Rich.
I'm here for you, brother.
I know. Well. As long as you stay on the good side, your services will be needed. If you don't, your services will no longer be needed. I'll tell you somebody whose services we always need. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. We get into our visit with the time of the season from a group called the Zombies. The film was released in 1969. Robert Downey Jr., Kiefer Sutherland, Winona Ryder, and Bruce Dern topped the box office. The song and the title of the movie, same thing, Time of the Season. I don't remember this at all. Don't remember this movie. Chuck, do you remember this movie?
What was it called? Time of the Season?
Called The Time of the Season with Robert Downey Jr., Kiefer Sutherland. Man, they must have been a pair when they were in their 20s.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Must have been one of the first movies. 1969. Heavens, that's 41 years ago. This can't be the right
movie. That can't be right.
Nah. Robert Downey. Kiefer is 44, 45, like that. And Robert Downey Jr. is about the same age, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that might be off.
I think you might be right. So we presented improper information. Find out who's responsible, Richie.
Oh, I remember
bring him to the woodshed.
They were in their diapers. Yeah, I remember.
Diaper movie. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see if we do better today than did yesterday's movie. We all thought you'd get yesterday's movie, and you didn't. 800-510-8255. The task now is to identify this movie has two big stars in it. One of them big, literally, and one I don't like, and he's dead. And the other one is very likable and not that big in physical size, but very big.
Would you repeat that? You don't like him and he's dead?
Yeah. Well, I didn't like him when he was alive. I don't care about him now. He's dead. All right. Anyway, this is the film that topped the box office during this week in 1987. First clip, please. Richie.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Got it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Got it.
All right. Richie has it. Jennifer, you got it?
No, not yet.
Roberta, forget about it. What about you, Chucker?
I have it. Yeah, actually, the movie that's in theaters now, which plays third at the box office, is considered a loose remake of that movie.
Yes. Really? Yes.
All right. Next clue, Richie.
You're no saint. You got a free cab. You got a free room. Someone who'll listen to your boring stories. I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag?
Ah.
I loved it.
This one has to be the "those aren't pillows"
yep.
cut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last, here we go.
Why did you kiss my ear?
Yeah.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
You called it, Reggie. All right, what's the name of this movie? 800-510-8255. Number one before in movie moments. You can get the swell prize if you hurry up. Chucker, what do we have in movie news?
Okay, Doug, actor Colin Farrell, probably best known for the movie Phone Booth and also SWAT, is in negotiations to play the lead in the remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic sci-fi action film Total Recall. Les Weissman, who directed the last Die Hard film, will helm the project. In my opinion, Total Recall was the most likable performance Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever given. Colin Farrell's a good actor, but I can't see
he's no
movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's no Arnold Schwarzenegger. Other news, Fox's Wolverine sequel, which starts filming early next year, officially will be titled The Wolverine. Hugh Jackman, once again, will star. It will be directed by Darren Aronofsky, who's getting great buzz for a new film titled A Black Swan with Natalie Portman, which opens next month. And Warner Brothers has released some footage for its big summer release of The Green Lantern to Entertainment Tonight. And I must admit, it looks pretty cheesy to me. I was very disappointed what I saw as Ryan Reynolds. The official trailer will be in theaters before the new Harry Potter movie this Friday.
Brad Pitt wants to make the story of the Chilean miners into a screen movie. That a good idea?
I heard that's not true now, but
really?
I know there's a foreign film already in production on the project, but I'm sure you'll see at least a TV movie, if not a theatrical movie, on the story.
Yeah, when does that come? I mean, it doesn't take long. Those TV movies don't take long to make, right?
Not at all.
All right. Let's see here. What other thing did I see that was of interest? Scarlett Johansson, starring as Matt Damon's wife in We Bought a Zoo. You know anything about that movie?
It's a big project.
Is it?
Scarlett Johansson's a hot property in the business. A lot of people consider her one of the better actresses. I don't. I mean, she's good-looking, but I don't think she's
All right, Sherry in Aurora, Minnesota. What's the name of that movie?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's right. Steve Martin and John Candy, you win the prize. Hold on. Thank you very much.